Exercise 9, page 54.
We're talking today about crime on TV and whether it has an effect on real life. I'm joined by Morgan Evans, a father of three who believes it does, and Dr. Fiona Connors, a child psychologist who says it doesn't. Morgan, what effect does it have, first of all?
There are two sides for me. The first is the obvious one, that when the coolest people on TV are gangsters and criminals, then my kids are going to think it's a cool thing to be. And that's obviously a bad thing. But the other problem for me, and this is a worse problem in my opinion, is that everything on TV is about crimes and police and people doing terrible things to other people. And when you watch TV, you kind of think it's a bit of a mirror on the world. So my youngest daughter once said to me that she was scared to go out because there were criminals out there. And I said to her, you know, it's a pretty safe world out there overall. You really don't need to be scared. And it was because of what she saw on TV.
And did that work?
It didn't at first, you know. Because what we don't realise about kids is that they don't get to see much of the real world. They go to school in the morning, which isn't the real world, is it, really? Then they come home, watch a bit of TV. Not too much, okay? I'm quite strict. But when do they go into the city to compare reality to what they see on TV? Nearly never. So I've started taking her and the other kids into the city on outings, twice or three times a month. It's the only way for them to see that TV is about entertainment, not what actually goes on.
Now let me bring you in here, Dr. Connors. What do you think about what Morgan is saying?
Please call me Fiona. Well, Morgan makes an interesting point. Teens watch at least 2 hours of TV a night by some estimates, and that adds up to more time per week than they spend talking to their parents in many cases, and certainly more than they spend seeing the real world, as Morgan points out, which is why I think it's so important to guide our kids' TV time. There's so much on TV at the moment, and there's no reason why kids can't be told that 1 hour of those two has to be spent on documentaries. Then they can watch anything they want for the other hour.
And what about the internet? Has that changed anything?
It's changing everything, really. Lots of teens now watch everything through a computer screen rather than a TV screen. And I have no doubt it will be all teens in 20 years' time. In some ways, social media and so on is actually closer to the real world than cops and robbers shows on TV. So maybe that's a positive thing. But I feel that parents are starting to worry about their teens' internet usage because they think the real dangers of the world can get into their homes through the internet, homes which they have worked very hard on making safe for their children.